broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of chill, rainy jams for you. It's Tuesday, August 29th. I'm looking out my window, and I'm looking at all these raindrops on the leaves, and it's just so nice. We really needed this rain, and I'm really glad that it's here. First off, I'm going to be playing a track for you from Maddie Duncan. The song is called Another Day Alone, Except, and it's from her upcoming album, Myopian Dystopian Utopia, out September 8th. And I'm really excited to play this song for you because Maddie's based out of Port Alberni, and that's where I grew up. It's a little town on Vancouver Island. And when I was younger, there is no music in town at all. And my big dream was to go somewhere, go anywhere that had music that existed. And it's hard to describe how music couldn't exist in a town, but it just basically didn't exist. There was no musicians, no DJs, there was nothing. It was a wasteland. And it's really cool to see music, arts, and culture coming back to that little teensy town on the island. Anyways, really stoked for that track and that album. And following that, I'm going to be keeping on the kind of chill, new wave-ish, borderline shoegaze vibes, and going to be following that one with Year Zero by Vancouver's Bloom Effect.
Yeah.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of chill, rainy day jams for you. The first track we listened to on today's show was Another Day Alone Except by Maddie Duncan. And that one's coming all the way from one of the rainiest places in Canada. That'd be Port Alberni, BC on Vancouver Island. It is a wet, wet place most of the time. Except in the summer, when it's one of the hottest places in Canada. And following that was a track from Bloom Effect with Year Zero. That's a single they just put out a couple of months ago. Today's show is inspired by the letter rain. It's nice and wet outside. And I got some chill jams for you to listen to. Some of them are a little bit spooky because we're coming into autumn, and autumn is automatically the new spooky season, which I live for. And we got a little bit of goth in there. We got a little bit of electro country twang. We got some neat stuff coming up. The first track is by my own band, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. We just released a new song called Morning Star just a couple weeks ago. And following that, we got some brand new Ring Finger with the song An Apparition. And I believe this one's going to be on their album that's coming out next month. Really looking forward to that one. And following that, we're going to be playing a classic track. Why is it classic? Well, it's a couple years old now. The song is Crossroads by Prince Shima. I saw them play at Wheelies in Victoria in the before times. Solo artist puts on a great show, and the song is called Strange Aloha.
There's a better bird note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF at 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got an hour of chill rainy day jams for you. The last three tracks we listened to were Morning Star by Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. Following that was An Apparition by Ringfinger. And the last one was Prince Shima's Crossroads. Up next, we got some new Soy Joy for you. The song is called Soy Sauce. It's from their latest album, Not in Service. And I had the chance to catch them a couple weeks ago at Green Auto, which is one of the best venues in the city. And if you haven't been there, you got to check out a show there in the summertime when it's not rainy. They do these amazing outdoor shows there. Really worth checking out. And following that, we got some brand new Grimm, Walking Around in an Ice Castle That is Melting. That's the name of the song. It's from the album Your Head is a House, and that one just came out on August 18th.